Radio Prague News.
The unofficial head of the Public Affairs Party, Vít Bárta, embroiled in a major corruption scandal, has stepped down as Transport Minister. The Prime Minister has questioned who should head the Interior Ministry, making clear the cabinet will face a shake-up in the coming weeks. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ended a two-day official visit to the Czech Republic. The unofficial head of the Public Affairs Party, Transport Minister Vít Bárta, hit by serious corruption allegations, has stepped down from his post in the country's cabinet. His notice was accepted on Friday by the Prime Minister and must now be confirmed by the President. Speaking to journalists, Mr. Bárta made clear he was taking the step to prevent damage to the coalition government and its reform plans. The step follows allegations on Thursday that Mr. Bárta gave a high-standing former party member a 500,000 crown bribe. A former deputy leader has made similar claims. Mr. Bárta has denied any wrongdoing and said the alleged bribes were loans. Although he has quit the government, Mr. Bárta confirmed on Friday he will still run for the post of leader of public affairs, in part, he said, to clear his name. Prime Minister Petr Nečas said at his own press conference following Mr. Bárta's announcement that he had expected no other outcome to developments and said there had been no other viable option. He had said he accepted Mr. Bárta's resignation immediately. Speaking on live television, Mr. Nečas made clear he was taking the growing scandal with utmost seriousness and expressed concern over new allegations of ties between government officials and private detective agency ABL, formerly owned by Mr. Bárta and now owned and run by his brother. In that light, the Prime Minister has cast doubt on whether the Public Affairs Party should keep the post of Interior Minister held by Radek Jón, saying that will be the subject of a meeting between coalition leaders on Friday. Mr. Nečas said in no uncertain terms that the cabinet faces a shake-up in the coming weeks, saying that some ministers were not up to their jobs. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ended a two-day official visit to the Czech Republic. On Thursday, the Israeli leader met with his Czech counterpart, Petr Nečas, to discuss a number of topics, including economic and security issues, while on Friday, Mr. Netanyahu met with Czech President Václav Klaus and Foreign Minister Karl Schwarzenberg. The visit was the first ever by an Israeli Prime Minister to the Czech Republic, which is a close ally of Israel's within the EU. The visit understandably saw heightened security. At least one civic association organized protests over Israeli treatment of Palestinians. An unknown perpetrator stole a commemorative bronze plaque honoring the late Milan Hlavsa, the frontman and key member of the legendary Czech underground band The Plastic People of the Universe. The theft took place on Thursday in Prague's Jichna Street. The police have estimated the damage at $250,000. The plaque was originally installed 6 years ago. Milan Hlavsa died in 2001 at the age of just 49. I'm Jan Fellinger, and that's the end of the news.